New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally savvy.
With registered holistic nutritionist, Andrea Donsky.
And health journalist,
Lisa Davis.
I'm Lisa Davis with Andrea Donsky. We are so thrilled you're listening to Naturally Savvy Radio here on this podcast, which you can listen to anytime and subscribe on iTunes. And we are just thrilled. You know, I have to start with a funny story. My 12-year-old daughter the other night was crying because I'm going to be the big 5-0 this year. I mean, I'm practically crying, but that's beside the point. No, I'm fine with it. And I said, you know what? It's really about how you take care of yourself. And I feel more like I'm 30 and people who meet me think I'm young. And part of it is because I'm big into collagen in addition to healthy living. So I told her not to worry. I'll be here till I'm 150. Okay, that's a little exaggeration, but I wanted her to feel better.
Well, you do look amazing, by the way. You do not, you know, I mean, I guess what does 50 look like nowadays anyways? We were just saying it's like the new 40,
yeah,
right?
That's a good point. Yeah, definitely. Except for the hot flashes. But anyway, let's moving on. We've got the wonderful Tim Mount, and he works with one of our favorite companies. Hello, Tim. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me on again. It's always a pleasure being on the show. And I got to be honest, I had no idea that's how old you were. You look amazing. I can't believe
it. Thank you. Thank you.
You do, Lisa. It's incredible.
Thank you.
And you know what it is?
Everyone should check me out. There's plenty of selfies out there, although I have cut back tremendously, by the way.
You're very cute. And you know what? You were saying that Tim's from one of our favorite companies, and the company is NeoCell. And the fact that you're talking about collagen and we're talking about looking younger, and Lisa, I mean, you really do look fantastic. And I know you said you're a very big fan of collagen. So Tim, let's jump right in and talk about, you know, again, what is collagen? Let's always set the stage and then why it's good for us and then different ways we can use it, because we were talking before about we could actually cook with collagen. We can use it in the food that we're making as opposed to only taking it as a supplement, which I find really interesting.
Yeah. Collagen is a great supplement really for head-to-toe benefits. A lot of people think about collagen for beauty benefits because 75% of the skin is made of collagen. And when collagen declines, as it does for everyone as we age, our skin is really affected. And we see that decline in collagen through wrinkles and sagging and thinning of the skin. But, you know, there also is a really big joint benefit and cardiovascular benefit and digestive benefit, and a lot of other benefits from head to toe because collagen makes up all of our connective tissue as well. So unfortunately, as we age, this collagen matrix, it's almost like a mesh woven through our tissues, breaks down, and that's why not only does our skin wrinkle, but we also start having weakening bones, and our joints don't recover as well, and our digestive tract begins to break down, and it's all a direct result of collagen. So what we can do is boost our collagen production by taking a supplement. And that's where NeoCell comes in, by helping to rebuild some of those tissues from the inside. And it's really a great anti-aging benefit all over the body, joint, skin, hair, nails, you name it. It really is going to affect almost every tissue within the body.
You know, I know this is really not the topic, but I have to ask, can an animal like a dog take collagen? Because I just got a new dog and he's dealing with a lot of these issues. He has digestive issues and some other problems that you mentioned. And I was just curious. I mean, that might be a whole new line for NeoCell. Pet collagen.
Well, as a matter of fact, we have a product. It's called ArthroPet. And there is some limited distribution on it. But yeah, we have a product out there. And as kind of a personal story, one of my best friends has this really old dog. I think he's 14 or 15 by now. And his name is Gordy. And Gordy has some hip issues. Aww. And I've been giving ArthroPet to Gordy. And he used to have trouble getting up out of his bed. And he would limp a lot. And really, within a couple of days after taking ArthroPet, he was up kind of running around again. And my buddy Matt was like, what is in that stuff? And I said, you know, collagen's great for animals, too.
Oh, that's, we're not going to so tell nice them what's really know in it. No, I'm just totally kidding. No, collagen is really amazing. And I love to hear that it helps animals too. All right. So Tim, tell us about some ways that we can use collagen. So I know that, you know, NeoCell has tablets and they have a powder. And which ways are better to get absorbed better than others, or if there is one way or another? And then also, what are some ways we can put into our food?
Yeah, so I think a lot of people are familiar with just the standard tablets. They're also very popular, you know. It's a great convenient way to just kind of take a few pills and wash them down with some water. They're still, you know, part of our best sellers. But I think more and more popular these days than consumables, where you can take collagen and just either work it into your diet, or we have things like Beauty Bursts, which are soft chews. That's almost like kind of like a healthy Starburst with collagen and hyaluronic acid, So you can get it with a nice healthy snack and kind of satisfy some of your sweet tooth as well. But most popular recently has been adding our super collagen powder or our Derma Matrix powder to recipes. And the benefit to that is it's unflavored, so it doesn't really change anything within the recipe, but you're really boosting the nutritional value of that recipe and getting your collagen. And if you take Derma Matrix, the hyaluronic acid as well. And a lot of times it actually improves consistency of things also. So, for example, salad dressings can be kind of runny sometimes. If I do a lot of salads and mix oil and vinegar together and maybe put in a few spices, but it can be really watery. And if you add collagen into that, it makes it really nice and like a smooth consistency. So salad dressings, sauces are really good. I think one of the more popular ways to put it in is soup. Soups are, you know, a great way to just kind of throw a bunch of things together, but you also add in a scoop of the super collagen powder, you get that additional protein and that collagen benefit in there as well. So you can kind of have it be an anti-aging soup in addition to just the regular nutrients that you get in there as well.
Well, it's really nice because it sounds like the cooking doesn't alter the power of the collagen.
So we did some studies and found that under boiling temperature or at boiling temperature, collagen supplements don't degrade, so you should still be getting the exact same benefit as you would if you were just taking it and mixing it into, say, a cold liquid like water or juice. So totally fine, mix it in to soups, recipes, you know, like the dressings. But you can also cook on a limited basis as well. We didn't do a whole lot of testing, but things like a mac and cheese we tried where you were cooking only for a few minutes, say 15 minutes at like 325, and that also appeared to be good as well. So you have, say, some casseroles and things, you might want to throw in a few scoops of this super collagen powder. And since it's very safe, it's great for the whole family. So your kids can eat it. You don't have to worry about any side effects or anything. And it actually helps with children and their growth, too. So it could be a really nice benefit for the whole family.
That's amazing. You know, I take collagen every single day, and people always think I'm younger than I am, which is amazing. And I do feel that the research, for me, it's about the research, Tim. And I love the fact that there's so much research behind collagen, right, Lisa? I mean, there are so many supplements on the market, but the research shows that it helps with the fine lines and wrinkles. And on top of that, with our bone health. So let's talk a little bit about the fact that, you know, protein is abundant in our body. Like you said, when babies are born, they're 90% collagen. That's why their faces are so plump and they've got that beautiful skin. But as we age, our collagen declines. So let's talk a little bit in terms of the insides, the bones, because I know for people who, let's say, are on Synthroid or any type of thyroid medication that leaches calcium from the body, that you need to take certain supplements or do certain things that help to strengthen your bones. So can you give us a little bit of the inside scoop on that?
Yeah, I think bone health is still a sort of misunderstood topic. A lot of people focus on calcium. Some of the more cutting edge people will be focusing on vitamin D and K2 and some other nutrients as well and minerals. But I think most people forget that collagen is probably the most important thing when it comes to bone health. We as Americans have one of the highest consumption rates of calcium in our diet in the entire world, yet we also are one of the leaders in osteoporosis. So it doesn't really make sense that it's a calcium issue. We're getting plenty of it in our diet. What is happening is we also eat a very acidic diet, and acidity can pull out calcium from our bones. So there is kind of that big problem of our diet and our blood. But one of the things that we can do to help strengthen our bones is to increase the amount of collagen. So the way that collagen works in the bones is it basically is a framework that allows the calcium to attach to it, right? So calcium isn't magnetized. It's a mineral. It's packed in there, but it needs to have something to kind of hold onto. And that is a framework, a matrix of collagen within that bone. Now, as I mentioned earlier, everybody's collagen declines as we age, and that includes in our bones. So the framework is degrading over time, and after 30, 40, 50 years of this degradation, our bones become very weak, there aren't as many places for calcium to hold on to, and therefore our bones can be very brittle. So taking a collagen supplement has not only been shown in research time and time again to help osteoporosis and osteopenia, but, you know, other parts of our connective tissue as well. It really is just great for our entire joints, which includes bones also, and it can not only improve the density of our bones, but also the flexibility. So as we, say, fall when we're 20 years old and we don't break our hip, a 90-year-old falls and they tend to break their hip. It's because collagen isn't in there as densely and providing as good of a framework, and bones become very brittle. So I think collagen may be the most important bone supplement out there, and it's definitely the most overlooked as well.
Now, Tim, in the beginning, when Andrea was asking you to tell us about collagen, you mentioned cardiovascular benefits, and that's something I don't know if I was as familiar with. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so there's been some limited studies on cardiovascular benefits. We do know that collagen has been shown to reduce blood pressure and also reduce the risk of heart disease, and they were kind of preliminary studies. But just in general, the cardiovascular system is made up of collagen, like most of our other tissues. So actually our veins and arteries are made of two substances, collagen and elastin. And collagen is kind of the threads that are woven together in that vein or artery that make it so when the heart pumps and pushes blood through, it doesn't burst the vein or the artery. It allows it to kind of contract and hold the blood pressure in there. So if you take collagen, you can not only improve just your circulatory system, but also all of those kind of the valves and the cavities that our heart is held in are also made of collagen. So again, it comes back to the same thing: as collagen decline, our veins and our arteries and our heart all weaken because we don't have as much strong collagen in there. So great benefit for that, and of course, hopefully, you'll get the lowering of the blood pressure as well, like they've shown in some studies.
Wow, that is so cool. Go ahead, Andrea.
You know, I just, as you're talking to him, I'm just thinking to myself, man, we are lucky that we work with NeoCell, right, Lisa? I mean, we're so blessed that NeoCell is a sponsor of Naturally Savvy and Naturally Savvy Radio. And if you want to learn more about NeoCell, definitely go to their website, neocell.com. The whole team is amazing. And Tim, you know, we love having you on our shows and we love talking about it. So collagen, so important. And as you know, when we were talking before about collagen levels and the, you know, the importance of having it, you know, for our bone health and for our heart health and for all the other things and looking younger, is there a way to measure collagen levels in the body?
You know, one of the ways is actually just a visual measurement. And here's an easy way to think about it. If you look at your skin on the back of your hand, and or you look at a child's skin on the back of their hand, you can kind of pinch it together, and it is usually fairly plump and spongy. And then if you were to compare that, say, with somebody that's 90 years old, it's really paper thin. And that is just the perfect example of how collagen declines over time and how that skin thins out and it rips and tears very easily. So you can kind of do it for yourself. You can, you know, look at somebody that's, say, in their 20s when they have full collagen production, and maybe give them a little pinch on the back of their hand, and then compare it to yours and see what the thickness is of that skin. And that's a really good indicator. There isn't really a measurement as far as a machine that tests collagen. It's really a lot of times a visual thing. It's how you feel internally. If you're achy and creaky, that's a lot of times a problem with the structure of your connective tissue, which is all made of collagen. So you can feel it internally, and you can kind of get a sense of how your collagen health is just by the way you feel and how your joints recover after you do any exercise or sporting event.
Now, Tim, next time I go out, I'm going to be like, hey, you, millennial, get over here. I want to squeeze
right?
your skin.
You can pinch my hand. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
That's pretty funny. But it's true. I mean, and then, you know, there's so many things that people tell us to take nowadays, and they're like, you know, take this and take this for good health and take that. But I think you make a good point, Tim, about saying that, you know, when we're born, we're mostly, you know, 90% collagen, right? And as we age, it goes down. So it's one of those things that I feel like not enough people know about it. Not enough people know that we should be taking it on a regular basis because it has so many protective benefits, health benefits.
Yeah, and I think that it's not just for people that are in their 40s, 50s, and later. kids can take it. I have a little four-year-old daughter, and I give her a Beauty Burst every single day. She is one of the strongest little kids out there. She never gets hurt. She falls down all the time, like kids do. And she's really a very sturdy young girl. Mothers who are pregnant, of course, always talk to your doctor and clear any supplement before taking it if you're pregnant. But for my own personal example, we know that babies are, when they're growing in the belly, a lot of people think about it being a division of cells, and the cells multiply and grow this baby. In reality, what's happening is the collagen framework is being built in there. And so people talk about having a motherly glow when you're pregnant. Well, what happens is that mother naturally upregulates her own collagen production because she's building this baby inside of her, and she also gets that collagen benefit, so her skin begins to glow. Her hair and her nails are better, and they're like, wow, you have this motherly glow. Yeah, it's a collagen benefit because she's growing that baby and producing all this extra collagen. So it's kind of a cool thing. A lot of mothers are taking it these days to support that process, and even if you're not pregnant, you can almost have that motherly glow just by taking a NeoCell supplement.
Yeah, it is nice. I do miss that pregnancy glow. The rest of pregnancy I could have done without, but the glow was, was definitely a nice thing. Man, my back hurt, I tell you what. Well, you know, Tim, this has been so great, and we love having you on the show. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we have you on again sometime very soon, I'm sure?
Yeah, well, I do want to just point people over to our YouTube channel. I try to post videos as much as possible to answer all the questions. I just did a pretty in-depth lecture that is posted up there about the science behind collagen.
Nice.
If people want to understand more in-depth, nitty-gritty details about it. And a lot of our product videos are up there, too, if you're wondering which one is appropriate for you. And, of course, you can always go to our neocell.com website to check out products and blogs and recipes and all that good stuff if you're interested in cooking with collagen like we talked about earlier in the show.
You know, and I think it's great. And, you know, I'm a big believer in staying healthy and taking things to keep healthy. But I think also when it comes to collagen, it's that beauty from the inside out thing, right? So it's taking it internally so that we do stay healthy from the inside out. You're keeping your bones strong. You're keeping those fine lines and wrinkles in check. And I think it's great. So Tim, as always, it's such a pleasure having you on our show. We love you. We love NeoCell. And thank you. Thank you for being on.
Thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis, and you're listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. Like us on all social media at Naturally Savvy, at Andrea Donsky, at Radio MD, and at Health Media Gal 1. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well.